From KRCB in Santa Rosa, it's Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour with Michelle Anna Jordan.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.
You better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining outdoors.
Tonight on Mouthful, we'll be talking about Sonoma County Showcase coming up next weekend. So stay tuned for the wine country's most delicious hour.
You start out with a little bit of oil, and you fry some garlic.
It's
and you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. And you got to do a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. And a little bit of wine. A little bit of sugar.
Delicious.
And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
Mashed potatoes, yeah.
I eat with gusto, damn your bet, my country tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
You want some more?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, the wine country's most delicious hour. It's Michelle Jordan. How you doing tonight? Beautiful weather here in Sonoma County. Glad the temperatures dropped. 4th of July and the couple days before. That was really hot. But cooled off. And, you know, that's one of the great things about living here. As hot as it is, you know the fog is going to come in if you can just, you know, hang on. And it did. My faith continues in this place. And we are celebrating it coming up, starting on Thursday, Sonoma County Showcase, July 12th through July 15th. Lots of different things, a little bit sort of reinvented to some degree this year. Mm-hmm. So we have three people to talk about it. We have Honor Comfort, the Executive Director of Sonoma County Vintners. Thanks. I'm so glad you had time to make it.
Oh, thank you so much for having us here tonight. Really excited to be here.
Well, it's great. And then we also have Jan Forth of Forth Vineyards.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
And Bruce Russman. Bruce, what is your company now?
Park Avenue Catering.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was going to say Park. It's like, better let you tell. Park Avenue Catering. So first, let's frame what's happening. Showcase, what is Showcase, all that?
Showcase is an entire weekend dedicated to celebrating the wine and food of Sonoma County. And really doing it with the people who grow and produce the wines and grow and produce the foods, and inviting people from around the Bay Area, around California, around the country to come to Sonoma County and experience this unique abundance and place that we have. That's really what it's all about.
And what happens on Thursday? That's the first day of it.
We kick off the weekend, as all good weekends should start on Thursday, I believe. And we start with winery lunches and dinner. On Thursday, we have over 25 wineries around Sonoma County are opening their doors and inviting people to come and enjoy either private lunch or a private dinner on the premises, celebrating with the winemaker and oftentimes the family, if it's a family-owned winery, and they pull special wines out of their cellars and pair them with meals that they've created, oftentimes pulling produce directly from their garden on the premises or working with local producers. And they're really unique, special events. And it's a great opportunity to have a very sort of intimate setting, an intimate lunch or dinner in a beautiful setting here in the wine country.
About how many people attend each one, or does it vary?
It
from
really
wine
varies. Okay. I mean, some are as small as 8 people, and some are much larger. And in fact, one of them this year, Gary Farrell, is celebrating their 25th anniversary with a special festive dinner at Dry Creek Kitchen. But we also have a lot of other wineries. Deloach is doing a lunch. Forth Vineyards is actually doing a lunch on the Friday. which we're excited about. Hannah Winery is having a dinner. They're all over. They're at wineries located all over Sonoma County. We have a full list on our website.
Mm-hmm. And the website is?
www.sonomawine.com. And click on Showcase. There's a big box right there.
And you can follow along if you want while you're listening.
Absolutely.
So, if we're asking the wrong question, you can just sit and vibe us to ask the right one. So, Jan, tell us how you're participating.
Well, we are excited to participate in actually several ways. As Honor mentioned, we start off our portion of the weekend by hosting a very small, intimate little winery lunch on a patio overlooking our vines. It will entail, well, we've got some baby doll sheep on the property and chickens, and so
and
it's very much
property?
It's out off of West Dry Creek Road up in the hills about a mile up into the benchlands.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 10 acres planted there, both Cabernet and Syrah, and so our luncheon will be just a small group. Our daughter Rebecca Forth Kelch is our chef de cuisine, and she is a wonderful chef, and we'll be just creating a beautiful lunch that day.
Now, is this on Thursday or did you say
this
Friday?
One's on Friday.
Oh, so there's some winery lunches on Friday as well.
And then we also are excited to participate in Sonoma Family Style, which I know you'll talk about a little bit more in detail. And then my husband and I will be pouring at the Saturday and Sunday events as well. So we're excited. It's a full weekend for us.
Now, the Friday event, Friday has traditionally been barrel auction, and so it's a little bit, I always thought that was a really, really fun night.
Yes. Well, this will also be a really fun night and a gala celebration of wine, food, and family. That's how we describe it. And we wanted to expand the evening a little bit so that we still have an auction, but it's the big bottle bid. So rather than barrel lots, we actually have over 70 lots donated from our member wineries, and they're all large format bottles, so 3 liters and above, all the way up to, we have a 27 liter bottle that's been donated, believe it or not, which
Who's
is pretty
from?
Exciting. That's from Trentadue in Alexander Valley. So that's 3 cases of wine in a single beautiful etched bottle. We're excited about that. But we have lots of beautiful wines, but the focus of the evening is really celebrating the heritage here in Sonoma County of family winemaking. And each table is hosted by a different winery, and the vintner or winemaker will be there. And he or she has pulled wines from their cellar to pair specifically with the menu. And then we also have 6 different chefs who have been paired with wine families, using some of their family recipes as inspiration to create really distinctive, delicious menus. And so the guests will be seated in different tents. And so it's basically a dinner party within a dinner party. And it's going to be a fantastic evening with lots of wonderful wine flowing, fantastic food, great people, which I think are all ingredients for a good evening.
And is it possible to say the 6 wineries that are doing the food?
The 6 chefs that we have. I'll have to do this off of from memory. We have Josh Silvers from Syrah. We have John Helquist with the Segacio Family Winery. We have John Ash, and he's also pulling help from
He's
paired with Shug family, yes.
That's right. Who's Josh paired with?
Oh, Josh is paired with the Jackson family.
Okay.
And we have Jonathan Waxman, who is paired with the Hannah family. And we have Mark Stark, who is paired with the Bertrand family. And then we have Dusky Estes and her husband, John Stewart, paired with the McWilliams family of Arista Winery. And the goal was to choose a selection of families that really illustrate the diversity of Sonoma County as a wine-producing region. So the wineries are from different appellations across Sonoma County. They have different cultural backgrounds, ranging from German to Syrian.
Hannah is Syrian background.
Yeah.
They have they make really good food. And it's really interesting to get into that whole Mediterranean palate and start seeing what kind of wines work.
Absolutely.
I've had them as guests on the show before, and I love foods from that region.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
And then we also wanted to make certain that we had you know, a family that's been here for multiple generations. So the Segesias have been here. Mm-hmm. And then we also wanted to have newcomers. So the McWilliams family have been here for just a couple of years, making mm-hmm. beautiful wines in the Russian River Valley. Mm-hmm. And there's a sort of cross-section of Sonoma County winemaking. And it's really what the evening's about. So it'll be a fantastic opportunity to spend an evening out at the Kendall Jackson Wine Center outside under the trees, enjoying wonderful wines and spending an evening with winemakers and great food.
Mm-hmm. So that's Friday night. Bruce, let's bring you in here. Are you involved on Thursday?
Not involved on Thursday or Friday. I'll be participating at the Taste on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so time to move to the Taste. Yeah. So the Taste of Sonoma has now been expanded from one day to 2 days.
For 2 days. And it's been such a great event and so successful with so many things going on. We wanted to give people the opportunity to really experience it and taste through all of the wineries and, even more importantly, meet the chefs as well as the winemakers and also a lot of our local purveyors and producers. And so there's very much a focus on having the winemakers from the wineries that are here in Sonoma County. And they're also paired up with chefs and purveyors, also from Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm. Now, what will you be doing at Taste?
I'll be serving a pork dish, a slow-cooked pork with Zinfandel and chipotles, and served with a sweet corn relish. And for me, it's very exciting because in past years, I'd always done the larger gala event and never had a chance to participate in Taste. Mm-hmm. And Taste is such a fun event because we all know each other, mm-hmm. whether it's the restaurateurs or the winemakers. We're really one big family. And so I'm looking forward to it because I'll have the chance to get around, to socialize as well, to serve some good food and to taste some good food as well and some great wines.
Mm-hmm. What are the hours of Taste this year?
It's from noon to 4 mm-hmm. on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's also new this year is Sunday, July 15th, is Locals Day. And we wanted to create an opportunity for our local community here in Sonoma County that supports the wine industry 12 months a year. We wanted to make it possible for them to come out and join us and really come and be a part of Taste. So this year, Sunday, July 15th with Locals Day, there's a Locals discount of you can get two tickets for the price of one if you're a Sonoma County resident.
There you go. We're going to take a musical break and be right back. Now, there's been a tradition with Sonoma County Showcase, which has gone through a couple of name changes. I think it was Sonoma County Auction, Sonoma County Food and Wine Auction. But there's always been the tradition of music, and it would often end with, you know, the symphony, I think, played for a number of years. And it's always great, symphony and then fireworks going off. And I like setting, you know, I like fire. Yeah. I like things that shoot up in the air and explode. I think it's fun. So anyway, this year, it's sort of a loose, there's some sort of association, mm-hmm. but it's part of the Rodney Strong music series. So on July 14th, Saturday night, Chris Isaak is playing. And Chris hasn't played in Sonoma County. He used to play all the time in the 1980s. He used to play all the time in Cotati. And he's played a few times, but I saw that he's played up at Canocti maybe last year, but he's playing at Rodney Strong, so it'll be that night. And it's people buying a certain level of ticket, I think, also get to go. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have a package. Mm-hmm. We've been working closely with Rodney Strong on this concert. We're so thrilled to have Chris Isaak up as sort of the celebration on Saturday night, July 14th, as part of the Showcase weekend. And it's a great opportunity, and he's thrilled to come up and be a part of it. They'll be pouring Rodney Strong wines, of course, concert. So, and you can get information for that event on the Rodney Strong website. Or go to www.omegaevents.com.
And you can always just put in Rodney Strong plus music plus 2007.
Yeah.
And it'll, you know.
Yeah.
All the search engines, it's just so easy these days. Well, I'm hoping actually to go to that. Chris is an old friend, and I haven't seen him for a while, so I thought it might be fun to go surprise him.
That's great.
Anyway, so 12 to 4 and on Saturday and Sunday, Taste of Sonoma, Locals Day, and that, I think it's a, that leads us to, how is this event structured? You can buy tickets for the entire thing. Mm-hmm. You can buy tickets for some of the events.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious, who goes?
People, we have a great audience. We have a real mix of people that come. We have a lot of local residents that come, and especially this year with Locals Day on Sunday, we're inviting them. But we actually have people that come from around the country and, in fact, internationally that come to Sonoma County to experience the showcase weekend of wine and food. And that's really sort of what it's about. We want to invite people to come and spend the weekend with us and be a part of the wine country lifestyle that we lead. Also get to know the vintners and the chefs and the purveyors and producers. Just be a part of this incredibly abundant place where we live.
It's actually, if I can just jump in really quickly, it's one of the things that I can remember before we ever made our way up here to make this our home was the desire to get to the heart and the soul of the wine country. Oftentimes you're standing behind a tasting, you know, counter, which is fine and it's wonderful and it's a way to start. But what this does is it gives people the chance to really get up close and personal. They can go, you know, right to a small winery or a large one, or enjoy speaking with purveyors and growers and producers and really being a part of what goes on.
So people that are interested in being a part of discovering, you know, wine and food and finding sort of discovering that new winery, the new restaurant, getting to know the people who are really producing wine and food, that's really who comes. I mean, if you're interested at all in wine and food, this is a great weekend and you should be here in Sonoma County next weekend.
You also get to learn a little bit about what's here in the summer the way of food. We have so many wonderful, wonderful items of produce and all the fruit and the vegetables. And you get to see what everyone does with it as well.
Yeah. Now, I was talking to someone at the farmer's market today. I was talking to a vendor at the Sebastopol farmer's market. I live in Sebastopol, so that's sort of my local market. And this is a farmer from East Santa Rosa. And he lives in a community, a fairly new community, lives near it. And he said he has people coming up to him all the time saying, there are farms in Sonoma County?
Yeah.
As somebody who's, you know, been here a long time, and I always have focused on the agriculture here, I find it surprising that there are people who have moved here for other reasons and are completely oblivious to that particular part.
Yeah, well, one of the things that makes Sonoma County so distinctive and interesting, not just as a wine-growing region, but really just as a region within California, is our incredible agricultural diversity. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's one of the things, from a winemaking perspective, that really leads to the quality of the wines we produce. And it's because of this region has such a range of soil types and microclimates and different areas to grow and produce wines, just like different areas to grow and produce different foods, and that diversity of wine and food really work together. And that's what this weekend is truly all about. And the other thing that's, I think, really interesting about Sonoma County is that it's so accessible and friendly, and that you can get out and meet these people and see what's going on, and that there are so many, there's this whole culture that's growing here of what I call sort of the new artisans, people who are looking back and discovering some of the older techniques and artisanal techniques of producing wine or food or cheese, bread, olive oil, and rediscovering those techniques to produce something that's new and innovative and very much of this place. that's really interesting. It's mm-hmm. great to be a part of it and mm-hmm. to come out and then taste it and meet these people and be a part of it.
And we as chefs in Sonoma County tend to focus on that as well. I think that's one of the things that we do very well is we are trying to give credit to the food that's coming from the area by naming some of the farms and letting people know where it comes from. And coming to the taste gives you an opportunity to speak to the chefs, speak to the cheesemakers, and understand where everything's coming from and how close it is to where you are there.
Yeah. And people want to know where their food is coming from. They also want to know where their wine is coming from. Mm-hmm. And those two things right. really go hand in hand. And I know people are talking about locavores a lot now. And
right.
I really buy into that, not only from the food perspective, but also from the wine perspective.
Absolutely. You're listening to Mouthful on KRCB, Public Radio for Sonoma County. Chris Isaac playing July 14th at Rodney Strong Vineyards, part of the Rodney Strong Summer Music Series. And one of the things you get to do if you are buying the package to the Sonoma County Showcase. It's coming up July 12th through July 15th. So July 15th, 4 o'clock, everybody gets to go take a nap and it's over?
Yes. Yes, then we have then the staff has a much deserved glass of wine.
There you go.
We all celebrate.
Are there auctions that go on during Taste of Sonoma? Is there like a silent auction tent or anything?
Yes, that's Friday night, July
13th. Okay, that one there is
Sonoma
on Friday.
Family Style. That's our big fundraising gala mm-hmm. for the weekend. And the beneficiaries are the Redwood Empire Food Bank, the Boys and Girls Club of Cloverdale, Healdsburg, Windsor, and Petaluma. And also the Santa Rosa Junior College Foundation. Mm-hmm. We benefit the culinary program and the wine program mm-hmm. there. So the real focus is on families in need of Sonoma County and helping families through those three organizations mm-hmm. to help improve their lot here. Mm-hmm.
So, but then the other events, there's not going to be auctions associated with those other events.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to listen to the.
No, it's all
don't have to listen to the auctioneer.
Yeah, come out, enjoy
cool.
yourself, and taste wine, discover new wines, meet people, meet the chefs. We have, especially at Taste of Sonoma County on Saturday and Sunday, we have so much going on those 2 days out at McMurray Ranch. And it really is a true exploration of wine and food and those two things together.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that's happening on Saturday at Taste, you have Kate McMurray talking about the history of the ranch.
Yes.
Of course, and Kate's been a guest on Mouthful a couple of times. And it's the ranch her father, Fred McMurray, founded mm-hmm. in the 40s.
Yes, absolutely. And he used to run cattle there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. I think it's such a fitting location to have an event dedicated to the wine and food of Sonoma County because that place has really sort of tracked the development of agriculture in Sonoma County right there where they started with cattle. They've also grown prunes and peaches there. And then they transitioned it to vineyards, and she was there, and they planted the first vineyards there on McMurray Ranch. So it's a really it's a place that's all about family and food and being locally produced and mm-hmm. the people that raise it.
And Kate is very well spoken, and she's very warm and generous in mm-hmm. the way she talks to an audience. Mm-hmm. She's got a great sense of humor. She's another wild redhead.
So she's fantastic.
check it out on Saturday.
She's got some great stories
yeah.
about growing up on the ranch.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Jan, I wanted to bring you in now and just get a little bit on the history of Fourth Ranch.
Okay. Well, we have actually this coming vintage.
You know, we've got this bottle here. While you talk, why don't, there's a cork begging me to pop it. So I think I should honor its request.
And speaking of redheads, I've got to let you know that the Syrah that you're about ready to pull the cork on comes from a vineyard called La Rousse, which is the redhead, of course. And so that's also apropos. This vintage that's coming up, the 2007 vintage, represents our 10th vintage here in Sonoma County producing wine. We're, as I said, very, very small. It's a two-person operation. My husband and I do pretty much 100% of everything there is to do there, and we have great fun doing it. So the Syrah, as I said, this one is a very northern Rhone in character Syrah, and one of our favorites to pair with food, which, you know, as we've been talking about, the fabulous food.
Okay, well, let's say this. It's a 2002.
Nice
label.
Thank you.
Who did the...
It was actually Paloma Design Group. We picked a bouquet, if you will, of rattlesnake grass, which is ubiquitous on the property, mm-hmm. took it to her, and this was the graphic that she came up with, very clean, fresh sort of arts and crafts. And
yeah,
it was very indicative of...
It doesn't look like it was done on a computer. Mm. You know, it looks very hand-hewn, which I like.
Where were
you before you came here and started growing grapes?
Most recently, we lived in Southern California in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But had lived all over the country and had lots of opportunities to travel to wine-producing regions all over the world and just fell deeply in love with wine and wine and food and the way that it brings people together. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we love the most.
This is a nice Syrah.
Thank you.
Yeah, very lovely Syrah. Honor, how did you – tell us about your path getting to Sonoma County Vintners.
Well, I have always been in love with wine, or excuse me, with food, first of all, starting as a child, and then not long after wine. But I have, my husband and I moved up to Sonoma County from the Bay Area about 7 years ago. And long before that, actually, when I graduated from college, I come up to Sonoma County for the day. And to be with some friends out on Lake Sonoma. And on the way back, sort of, we discovered this beautiful little country road. We were driving down, and it was so gorgeous. And at that time, going through orchards and vineyards. And I remember turning to my friend and saying, you know, when I grow up, I want to live in Sonoma County.
That's what I used to say to myself from the time I was, I think, 3 years old. And as soon as I was grown up, I moved here.
You know, and it was funny, and I just sort of forgot about it. And then we moved up here, and we're very fortunate to find a property that has a little vineyard. So we also are growers, and my husband and my stepson produce wine from our vineyard. And I've been in the wine industry on the marketing side for about 6 years. And I had been working for an import company, actually an Australian wine company, and then was given the opportunity to come and back to Sonoma County and work in the wine industry here with the friends and neighbors promoting Sonoma County as a wine region, which is sort of a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fantastic opportunity to talk about and promote and ultimately share the wines of a region that I believe in and enjoy and love with other people mm-hmm. around the country and around the world.
For a long time, the goal of the organization has seemed to be promoting Sonoma County outside of Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the Grand Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Where you travel around. Is that still the primary focus?
Yes, absolutely. But also to really sort of make certain that we're sharing the wines of Sonoma County with our consumers, both locally and mm-hmm. then regionally, nationally, and internationally.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many interesting wines coming out of Sonoma County, and there's such an incredible diversity. It really is unusual as a wine region here. Not only in the United States, but really, I think, anywhere in the world. And because of this incredible diversity of soil types and climate, altitude, and it just creates the perfect place to grow varietals of basically any different kind of varietal.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, there are more soil types in Sonoma County than all of France.
Yeah.
Which I think is
all of Western Europe.
Stunning. Yeah. Isn't that a stunning,
yeah.
Stunning statistic?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, it's really great. Interesting. So what happens for the Sonoma County Vintners after Showcase is wrapped up?
We work 12 months a year to be promoting the wines and wineries of Sonoma County. So we have a lot of other events for our members lined up through the rest of the year, reaching out to press and consumers across the country. We have a major marketing program. We work with Visa Signature Card, and we have a series of winemaker dinners that we're doing in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. Those are coming up, as well as some very exciting events taking place at wineries here in Sonoma County, bringing consumers from across the country out to Sonoma County to come and experience it firsthand.
What are you finding, people from outside Sonoma County, what are you finding sort of their... What is the hook that they grab onto to understand? I mean, one of the things I've been here, I've been writing about Sonoma County for over 20 years. And one of the first things I did when I first moved here was just start shopping at farms and little farm stands and that sort of thing. And in many ways, I'm still getting my arms around the place. I mean, I'm never bored. There's always something new for me to discover. So I'm wondering, for somebody who is just now seeing the county or just now has had some reason to come here, who do they think we are? Is that a fair question?
Oh, that's a challenging question, but I really always have to point to the authenticity of this place and the people who live here and the fact that you can come and spend a day, a weekend, or a week and really get to know the people that are here. So if you go out wine tasting, first of all, you'll have the opportunity to taste such an incredible range of wines produced at wineries that range in size from less than 1,000 cases up to, you know, well over 100,000 cases, but at such an incredibly high quality across varietals. So fantastic Pinot Noir from Russian River, excellent old vine Zinfandels from Dry Creek Valley, fantastic Cabernets from Alexander Valley, for example.
So are you finding that people do come here with sort of a sense of that diversity?
I think they're coming here with a sense of there's something to be discovered and that there's a new opportunity, that this place is evolving and emerging, and it's great to come and be a part of that and to see what's going on.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think we finally, as a county, have passed the tipping point. For years, it's been frustrating because people didn't understand what Sonoma County was all about because you can't just define it as just wine or just Restaurant Row or something,
or just
like that.
Pinot or just Zinfandel.
Right. Yeah. And I've been doing a lot of traveling. I teach food and wine in different parts of the country. And I'm finding within the last couple of years, people are recognizing and are really interested in what we have to offer. And generally when I teach it, I will always teach food and wine with Sonoma County wines and bring Sonoma County foods there. I think that the reputation is of the quality of the products that we have, whether it's the grapes or whether it's the actual produce and the foods themselves. And when they hear that I'm bringing something with me there to share, they're thrilled and they're really interested. So I think it's the level of quality and now this diversity. And the other part I think that's starting to get through to people is that it's a very approachable place to be. And that's an important part.
There are no barriers. You can come and discover and explore on your own. It's not prescribed. It hasn't been done, so it isn't prepackaged. It isn't touristy. It's authentic and accessible.
And people really, I think, love that sense of personal discovery. That they have found a little jewel that perhaps no one else has found. That sense to them, I see people's eyes light up all the time when they're just sitting with us, for example, that, you know, this is a place that we never knew about before. And now they're excited. And there are so many places like that for people to discover on their own and then take home and go, guess what we found when we were there? And that's just so great.
It's true.
So fun.
Yeah. And Michelle, you know, something you mentioned earlier about just kind of getting your arms around Sonoma County, and this is something that always happens. But what, for me, is that these new discoveries are places that I hear either from you or read about or just discover on my own or hear from someone else, they're never crowded. Mm-hmm. And this is part of Sonoma County also. I think because of the way the structure is and the fact that we're so large, you can discover someplace. You can go to a farm stand, and it's like you're discovering it for the first time, and no one else knows about it, or the two or three people who are there, and that's about it. And that's a fun part of discovery also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that'll continue if we put that toll gate up in the Novato Narrows. Yeah. Our friend once suggested that they should just, you know, dig, what would you call it, dig a canal and put a ferry in. So to get here from anywhere south, you had to get on a boat. When I moved here, there, I think the population was 75,000.
Wow.
And I think it's getting close to 500,000 now. So
what a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really evolved. Mm-hmm. And what else would this be? It's Mouthful.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Took him along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that dad too.
You are listening to Mouthful. We are talking about the Sonoma County Showcase with Honor Comfort, Executive Director of Sonoma County Vintners, Jan Forth of Forth Vineyards, and Bruce Reisenman of Park Avenue Catering. It's our last segment. Time always flies when you're talking about Sonoma County. I know, in the vineyard. That's the one experience. As far as Showcase mm-hmm. goes, begins on Thursday, continues through Friday, and we've talked about all of it except actually going out into the vineyards.
Yes, and that happens on Friday morning from 10 to 12. It's at the Borelli Creek Vineyard, which is at sort of the northern end of Alexander Valley. And it's a really great opportunity to truly get out in the vineyards, get your boots dirty, hands on the vines, and learning about, talking with, and really working with alongside some of our growers. We do this in conjunction with the Sonoma County Wine Grape Commission. We have a number of our growers that are going to be there involved in this event. And it's a great chance to finally understand what it means when people say great wines start in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm. So do you know what sort of things people will be doing that day in the vineyard?
They're going to be doing a lot of different things. Looking at, talking about, and understanding, for example, trellising and mm-hmm. the importance of trellising, and then working within that. So learning about leaf pulling and actually going through the process of pulling leaves and maintaining the canopy and canopy management. Also talking about soil and soil samples and hydration and working with some of the really interesting tools and equipment that they have up there to monitor and evaluate the vineyard. And then most importantly, sitting down and going through a fantastic comparative tasting of wines produced specifically from that vineyard, and then also a varietal comparison of wines from vineyards surrounding that area. So a great morning, mm-hmm. 2 hours, very interesting, engaging, and intensive focus on vineyards and really from grapes to, you know, the final finished product in your glass.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go take a nap before the dinner starts.
Oh, no. Then you go to a lunch.
That's right.
Then you go to Forth Vineyards for lunch. And then you get a little bit of a nap.
Right.
And then our fantastic dinner.
So how is this structured as far as purchasing tickets? Are each of the events available individually?
Yes. You can purchase tickets a la carte. So you can go online to sonomawine.com/showcase and check out the website. All of the events are described in detail and listed individually. And you click on buy tickets, and you can just purchase your tickets, just a little shopping list. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. Or you can purchase an all-access pass, and that gives you VIP access to to events throughout the weekend. Mm-hmm. The Chris Isaak concert ticket is separate, so you will need to go to the Rodney Strong website or omegaevents.com mm-hmm. and check out that site to get tickets to the concert. But everything else, all weekend long, from Thursday through Sunday, all of those tickets are available on sonomawine.com/showcase. Mm-hmm. Or just give us a call tomorrow morning, 800-939-7666.
Okay, that's 800-939-7666.
Yes.
And you can call for tickets up until what day?
Up until the day of, and we'll be selling tickets on site Saturday at McMurray Ranch and Sunday at McMurray Ranch. Don't forget, Sunday is Locals Day.
And what is the price of a ticket for Taste of Sonoma?
Taste of Sonoma is $150. And then, as we said, Locals Day on Sunday, July 15th, if you're a Sonoma County resident, you can buy a ticket for $75.
There you go. Two for one.
Two for one.
Cool.
So ticket prices vary by event. Mm-hmm. Go onto the website. Sure. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. Come join us. It's a weekend really dedicated to exploring and tasting the wine and food of Sonoma County.
Okay, yeah. It sounds
like
a lot of fun. Well, now, since we've been saying all this, and we've been sort of saying this in the abstract, you know, we've been saying how good everything is, and we've been saying, well, Bruce, you said, you know, it's summer. Come see what's here in the summer. So now, because we have about 6-7 minutes left, I'm going to put you all on the spot. And I want to know some of your specific favorite things at this time of year. So it's not like tell me your exact favorite wine and make everyone else who you don't name mad, but it's summer. What are you looking for? What do you look when you go out into your own garden or when you go to the farmer's market? What are some of the things that are really exciting you right now? Why don't we start with you, Bruce?
Okay. Well, the first thing that always comes to me is, especially this year, stone fruit is just incredible.
And I had my first peaches. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the stone fruit, that's one of the first things I do. When I go to the farmer's market, I first walk the market and look and see what's there. But I generally stop, and one of the guys there always has some great, generally nectarines and peaches, and they are just superb right now.
And it's so nice because last year was so bad.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Yeah. It's a wonderful difference.
I had Ring of Saturn peaches.
Mm. Oh.
From very near my house, just I met a guy at a dinner at Seaweed Cafe about a week ago, and he sent over a little bag full of just picked Ring of Saturn peaches.
That's great.
And they're such an amazing peach. I don't know if you've had
one. I've never had one.
Well, you know, they're called also donut peaches, mm-hmm. which is such a lame name. I mean, yeah. Ring of Saturn, donut. You know, I want to eat the Ring of Saturn. Yeah. And what they seem like to me, and I'm a huge fan of Dry Creek Peach and Produce, Arctic so Gem. Their Arctic Gem white peach is like the best white peach in the world. But these Ring of Saturns, and it's odd because they're squat, you know, they're flat. Yeah. But their texture is condensed. It's almost like a regular peach, a regular shaped peach, was actually put into a press and pressed.
Is it a yellow flesh or white?
No, it's white.
Just like, yeah.
And it's just denser fleshed. Yeah. And I thought, that's so weird. Here's the appearance of something playing out on your palate in such an interesting way. Anyway, Ring of Saturn peaches. Then there were none last year. I think, not in the marketplace anyway. I think the commercial crop in California was destroyed by, I think it was the rains at the wrong time of year.
Yeah.
Because I looked for them and there were none. Mm. But these local Sebastopol, absolutely delicious. Anyway, I want to hear about what you think, not me.
Right.
So the stone fruit, the nectarines,
well, that's
and peaches.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind right there.
What do you like to drink if you're eating a peach and you want a glass of wine? What would you drink?
Well, there's some wonderful Pinot Gris out right now. You know, the big raver amongst a lot of people right now are the different rosés, the blushes.
Yeah.
And there are some wonderful ones. And that's actually a really nice way to go because you've got the fruit, but you've got that great acidity that balances out the fruit that you're eating if you're putting fruit in a dish, and that as a combination works really well. Pinot Gris, and Pinot Gris can work anywhere from a savory dish to a dessert dish, and one of my favorite things to do with stone fruit is just very simply a little bit of wine, whether it be a blush wine or a little bit of a Pinot Gris, a little bit of sugar, cut the fruit, leave the skins on, and then just toss them and let them sit for about 20 minutes and then serve them.
Get nice and juicy.
Yeah, serve them with some beautiful whipped cream or over a homemade ice cream, and that's good for me.
we're actually doing a tasting of rosés at Taste of Sonoma.
Specifically,
because there are so many rosés being made out of different varietals. So rosé of Pinot, of course, which is fantastic, and
the Sangiovese. I was just drinking
Cabernet.
A Sangiovese last night. Iron Horse, a Sangiovese.
Rosé
of Sangiovese. Rosado, wonderful. And it's such a great summer wine.
Yes. Perfect. I love rosé.
I had a party on July 4th, and I think we must have gone through we went through all of my rosés to build up my collection again.
I should have brought you one of those.
So what about you? What are some of the things, something you really look forward to at this time of year?
Well, I was going to say rosé. because that's where all of our summer meals start, with a glass of rosé. I would have to say I'm thrilled that the sweet corn now is hitting the markets. Yeah. It's all about white corn. And I just love that. And then squash blossoms. So squash blossoms are always a favorite. They're a big favorite at our house, of course. And fill them with a little goat cheese, and then dip them in a beer batter, deep fry them. They are fantastic.
I just had on Friday, I had exactly that out at Seaweed Cafe.
So good.
Just wonderful.
Wonderful.
And what about you, Jan?
Well, I would, of course, echo everything that's already been said. But another thing that's really coming in right now are the blackberries. And have had lots of fun with a wonderful blackberry and chèvre and herb mixture that is just sort of savory but sort of sweet, and it's been a really, really fun thing to enjoy.
Yeah, the berries, I know the berries are ripe because the wild turkeys were in the berry patch when I was on my way here, and I find berries on my porch because my grandson eats them and they drizzle down his chin. It's just really great. Well, I bought my first local melon today.
Oh,
and I can't wait. I made a watermelon agua fresca on the 4th, and now I got the first local melon, and I just, there's nothing like sweet Rocco melons.
That's true.
I just love them.
There's some good Charente melon in the market, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just came out.
Mm. Yeah. And then any minute now, won't we have tomatoes?
Oh, gosh. Any moment.
We're hoping.
there were a few at this festival market today, but they...
Yeah. It's
they were picked a little young.
Yeah. Mine aren't quite ripe, but we are checking them daily.
But can you believe how fortunate we are that we get to even sit around and have a conversation about our favorite foods that we can walk out of our doors often and find right there?
I've never doubted that for a moment.
No.
Never, ever. Well, on that note, thank you all so much for taking time.
Thank you.
Good luck with Sonoma County Showcase. And again, it's Sonoma Showcase.
.com. SonomaWine.com.
Okay, SonomaWine.com.
/showcase. Or give us a call, 800-939-7666. We'll be happy to help you over the phone.
There you go. See you at the showcase. In the meantime, have a great week and meet me back here next Sunday at 7 for another episode of Mouthful, the Wine Country's Most Delicious Hour.
Mouthful is produced and hosted by Michelle Anna Jordan. Lawrence Alberti is Mouthful's engineer. For more information about Mouthful, send an email to mouthful@michelleannajordan.com. That's Michelle with one L. You can also download Mouthful's free podcast from krcb.org or from iTunes.
She's
moral of